This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
Just a little while ago, a few moments ago, the Illinois job filled. Lovie Smith out and Brett Bielema, the former head coach of Wisconsin and Arkansas, three-time Big Ten champion coach, is the new head coach at Illinois. And joining us live from his car on the side of the road.
Excited to get back. Born in the state of Illinois. I was actually born at Illini Hospital. It's coming full circle for me, and I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity.
Excited about this Illinois football program and about the shared vision that we have for a championship future for Fighting Illini football. The 26th head coach for a Fighting Illini football program, Brett Bielema.
A tremendous challenge, a tremendous opportunity in front of us, and one that I'm excited to get to. I think the biggest thing for me is the plan may be a little bit different than places I've been before, but the root of good football is very simple. We'll build a roster of smart, tough, dependable players. It's a place that has a lot of pride in history, so it's a very, very exciting time.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
Good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lon Tay. He is Derek Piper. It is, I guess, Tuesday of Christmas week. Christmas coming up, of course, Friday. Are you done? Are you ready?
Not quite.
You don't have kids yet. So, and what am I? I'm like the dad. It's not like we do a lot. I usually have like stocking duty, dog treats, and a couple of smaller gifts for the boys. That's about it. And everything else is pretty much done by Santa. So that's the key.
That's good. I lean heavily on the fiance as well. She's done most of the work. Maybe one or two gifts left outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got time. Plenty of time. I mean, it's the 22nd. So you got plenty of time. Plenty of time for that. Diane Ducey is at the ready here, as we are supposed to hear very soon from new Illini football coach Brett Bielema. I know he's made the rounds since Saturday morning in the media. So I'm not sure, Derek, what you have planned to ask him. I haven't even thought about it. I honestly was like, I don't know what hasn't been asked.
Yeah, why don't we just ask him what haven't you been asked?
What? You know, we were taught in college that your very final question should always be, did I cover everything?
Yep. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, or is there anything that you'd like to add? Maybe that's how we ought to start it with Coach, is there anything you'd like to add? Because you've basically talked about Prophetstown, where he's from. He's talked about recruiting the state of Illinois, no doubt. He's talked about the excitement of getting back into Big Ten football and, you know, coaching in his home state. So he's kind of run the gamut. And I'll tell you what, Derek, it is A-plus for me with his press conferences and everything I've heard. I've tried to ingest, if you will, every interview he's done. I've tried to read as many articles as I can. I'm loving everything I'm hearing about Brett Bielema. And a lot of my buddies that were maybe not having him number one on the list, not that they really had a surefire one, the more they hear him, the more they listen to him, the more they read about him, the more they like him.
100%. I think that he's been really, really impressive in how he's come off in these press conferences. He's shown emotion. He's shown that this job means something to him. The fact that it is in his home state, the fact that he appears to be very hungry to get back in college football and to get back on the winning side, and obviously his experience in the Big Ten, and just kind of the confidence, the known commodity as far as a winner in college football, yeah, being back at the head of an Illinois program that needs it, that needs an identity, that needs someone who knows how to get it done and who's very, very excited to go out and recruit the heck out of the state, recruit the heck out of, you know, what's out there,
yeah,
talent-wise, and just a different kind of energy, a different kind of feel, and this program definitely needed it.
It's interesting how every coach will have their ties. You know, Lovie had Texas, Lovie had Florida. He had ties there. I know Brad Underwood, you know, Orlando Antigua, of course, goes international, no doubt, but he's kind of got those out east ties, if you will. I'm anxious to ask Brett, you know, do you have any ties other than what we think, right? I mean, obviously coaching, playing in Iowa, coaching a little bit there, being the head coach at the University of Wisconsin after a D coordinator stint there, being from Illinois, I would assume the Midwest is something he's got pretty much covered. But I'm anxious to know, is there another just kind of goofy region that you have just maybe all of a sudden opened doors in, and that's a place you could get to? So we'll ask him that question today as well. So that is going to be fun.
We have been put in a spot where we're going to have to get We're gonna have to get creative. We had to dig into everybody's work so far. What did you ask him already? What do we? Because the last thing we want to do is have him get bored.
Right.
With, yep, I've answered that 10 times, and, exactly. And now I just got to say it to you guys.
Exactly. I mean, it's not easy, right? It's not easy when you do this. And with many stints, of course, at Wisconsin and Arkansas, he knows the scoop. He knows the game that you're going to have to go around and chat with everybody. And certainly that is what he's doing. And now he gets us, and he's on the line. But I got to play something for him, Derek, because I heard something from Brett Barron's interview that Coach Bielma said he's a flip-flop kind of guy. He's sun, toes in the sand. Of course, I'm heading back to St. Pete Beach on New Year's Day. If he wants to join me, man, I'll be ready for that. So I got a little Kenny to welcome him in.
It's a pretty good plan. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
All right, Brett Bielma, he's the new Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Well, good, man. I'm heading back to Florida New Year's. You want to go? I mean, you got stuff planned or what?
I unfortunately have some other commitments that I need to make, so yes.
Have you been able to take a breath? I mean, you have, since Saturday morning, been in an absolute whirlwind of not only your job, but also your introductory press conference, meeting all of us, just getting around, seeing the sights. I mean, have you been able to just kind of take a moment to yourself, maybe you and your wife, and just kind of sit there and maybe visit about, you know, what all is going on right now?
It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, I admit. Just because of everything that's kind of happened, we're both here in Champaign with our girls, but I haven't been able to really be with them at all during normal hours at all. So we are going to have a little moment of sanity. We're going to hop on a plane here in a couple hours and fly back to Jersey. I'll come back day after Christmas and hit the ground running again, but we'll get a moment of sanity in the sky tonight.
Brett, there's been a lot of focus, obviously, on what made you right for this job, but what about Josh and what about this opportunity really excited you and won you over and made you want to come to Champaign?
You know what? Josh was a big part of that, to be quite honest. The first conversation I had with him, had met him several years back and knew about his career and his path and his vision better once I got a chance to be around him. But he's a guy that sees a lot beyond what's in front of him. He's laid the foundation here with some buildings, the support staff, the people. It's just really been a great awakening to what I knew was coming here at the University of Illinois. And I would tell you that just being a person who was born in the state, a person that grew up a fan of Illinois football, you know, a guy that competed against you on all levels as a player, as an assistant, as a coordinator, as a head coach.
Sure.
And now to come full circle and be able to helm at this place is absolutely just a dream come true, and I can't wait to get this thing rolling.
Josh mentioned your detailed plan. He said specificity.
Yeah,
I won't make you
easy.
Say that three times fast. But how long have you been – what goes into that? How long have you been working on that from the moment it ended at Arkansas, knowing that – you probably wanted to get a chance to come back to college football and do it again. What went into that? What did that kind of look like for you?
Really just kind of, just a kind of a general undertaking of where I was at, you know, what had just happened, reflection on the past and the successes we've had, and also understand that, you know, you learn more from adversity than any other time in your life. So it was really just kind of a complete awareness check. I think I really did a couple of years of just thorough study and evaluation. One of the benefits for me, you know, the last several years being in the NFL is at this time of year now, normally, if we weren't doing it in the COVID situation, you'd
sure.
be flying around the country here in January and February as an NFL coach, you know, working guys out, getting a chance to see them produce live in their college campuses. And what that really afforded me to do is allowed me to be on the campuses of places I would never get to as a college head coach, you know. So it wasn't like you're opening up a campus for someone to visit that you compete with. So I was kind of walking in under neutral colors, went as far as, you know, USC to the University of Miami and everywhere in between, that really had a chance for me to see firsthand what other schools had built, what they had produced, and more importantly, the personnel departments that were behind it.
Brett Bielema. He is the new Illini football coach, joining us now here on The Drive. Lonte, Derek Piper. You talk about that, Coach. You mentioned the NFL. Of course, Derek had talked about your stints in college. I mean, you're an experienced coach. And what can that really bring to the table, what you've been able to learn at stops at Wisconsin and Arkansas and now in the NFL? What do you think you kind of can combine all of those to learn as you set out now as the Illini football coach?
That's a great question. I think twofold. First is the ability to listen. I think early in my career, and you know, just when you're naturally a little bit younger, you think you have all the answers and you're quick to respond and you know you're confident in everything that you do, and that might feel that way, but may not be reality. So I think just the veteran experience of being able to sit, process, learn, and adjust. I've also married now for 8 years with two kids, and I've learned to listen very well, as we all do. So
correct.
That part, and then I think just, you know what, just seeing the evolution of college football now 3 years from the outside world looking in, when you're in the NFL, one of your days to kind of sit back and take a moment to relax is Saturday, Saturday afternoon to Saturday evening. So to be able to sit back and watch college football here the last couple of years, excuse me, it's been great.
Bless you.
Coach, I think your emotion at yesterday's press conference answered this question I'm about to ask. And you also mentioned just how much the end of the Arkansas era kind of ate at you. But how hungry are you to get back into college football, back in the Big Ten, and do what you do?
That's a great adjective, right? You're talking to a big man, so I'm hungry.
Go. That's right.
I think the part that really drives anybody that wants success is that when someone tells you you weren't, and I tell you the fact that to be back in this conference, to be back in a program that's so hungry to itself to have success, I'm very excited. Not just with the player meetings we had the other day, and talking with staff and support staff, and then today to have some individual player meetings with guys that you know are going through some processes themselves about where they want to be and what they want to do, and see the passion in their eyes. It gets very exciting to know where this place is, but more importantly, where it can be. And you got to get the right people in place. I get it. You got to get the right format and the right, you know, schemes and all the things that matter on the field. But, you know, there's a lot that can be accomplished with people that are going in the right direction at the same time. And that's where I think we can be.
Visiting with Brett Bielema, new Illini football coach, here on the Drive with Tay and Piper. Coach, I know you kind of brought me to where I'm going here with what you just said, but you have done the whirlwind of media. You've done your press conference. You've done all of that. But I think you have been able to actually do some work here at the University of Illinois. And obviously, it sounds like you're an early riser. You get there very early. So what have you been able to accomplish just thus far? I know one of the priorities was to meet with the Illini coaches still on hand, right?
Yeah, I think just being respectful of the moment, right? I mean, I first witnessed transition as a young coach myself. I was a young linebacker coach at the University of Iowa, and Hayden Fry retired. And it was after a subpar year, and then the next year, Kirk retained me, and we went 1-10 and then 3 games. And just to go through that transition, you know, that's never easy, but it's not just a transition of a couple coaches. This is a transition of lives, you know.
Right.
These coaches have children, wives, they got family, they have homes, and I don't take that lightly. So I really wanted to give our players and our staff, you know, the utmost attention. Now as we roll into it, you know, now it's really going to, you know, start to transition to another mode. So our players are off campus, getting those grades back, finding where they stand in the academic world. But now you really get into the meat and potatoes of who are these next round of players that we're able to bring in? Who are these next round of coaches that we're able to bring in? And really just kind of set the groundwork and the foundation for where we're going to be in January when we come back that final week of January and start this thing rolling forward.
You know, Coach, and I know we want to ask you a little bit about maybe your thoughts on your offense, defense, et cetera, but you mentioned Hayden Fry, and of course he coached forever at Iowa. Then you mentioned Kirk Ferentz, and he goes 1-10 early, but look what he's done at the University of Iowa. And Barry Alvarez, of course, you succeeded at Wisconsin after all the time. You look at three perfect examples of guys that stayed where they're at, kind of fought through it, and now have built that program, or those programs, excuse me, to where they are. Is that something that, you know, hopefully for Illini fans, we look at Brett Bielema and say, he's going to be our guy, that in 15 years we're going to look back and say, man, Brett came here and he started this thing rolling in the right direction where it needs to be, and this is where we're at. I mean, that's probably something that you learned from those other three coaches.
It was, and to be quite honest, it's something that's in my drive now. You know, I was fortunate enough to work for four Hall of Fame coaches between Hayden and Kirk and Bill Snyder and Barry Alvarez, and then on a different level with Bill Belichick in the National Football League. It's just a reminder that if you can go somewhere, do the diligence you need to do,
sure.
Stay the path, don't waver, and build it the right way, you can have a sustained success for a long time. And that's exactly what we're looking for. We don't want to flash in the pan.
Awesome.
We don't want to talk about a 2-win season. We want to talk about a program that's been established in a decade that, gives everyone a chance to have success overall.
Brett, what goes into the transition to now a roster that was constructed to run the 4-3 defensively? You want to run a 3-4. Is that tough to transition? And what do you want that defense to look like on that side of the ball?
Well, it's a great question, and I mentioned 3-4 one time in one answer, and it's taking this leg of its own. Really, in defensive football today, you can have a 3-4 look like a 4-3. You can have a 4-3 look like a 3-4. You can have a 4-3 look like a 4-2. We can play, a 5-1 if we want, get creative. But it's really about, the bodies that are up and the bodies that are down. I think we can have a group of linebackers here that are pretty productive. I think D linemen in general overall can be found for this program, but it's really about maximizing our player strengths. We're going to get a coach in here that understands it's largely driven what we do schematically about what we have as a program in talent. And that I do know our guys will buy into, be able to run, adjust, and adapt. We want to create pressure on the quarterback both mentally and physically. So there's a lot of things we're going to try to do. And I think the part that we want to do is just get involved in the plan. So I think we'll be an aggressive defense, one that has a lot of ability to, put pressure on that quarterback through looks, and then we'll see where it goes in the fall.
Lon and I have spent a lot of time here sitting and trying to figure out the secret sauce of Wisconsin. I think it comes down to we have beer, cheese, and a lot of running the football. So offensively, how much is going to differ from your time at Wisconsin? You've been asked this a lot. You've mentioned spread. What do you want out of the quarterback position? What do you want your offense to look like?
Well, I think it's got to have balance, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And how you balance that is you're able to have, early down success by running the football and play action pass game, whether that's RPO or fast plays that look like runs. It doesn't matter. It matters about the results. We got to be able to keep a defense off edge. We have to be able to rotate personnel, and we have to be able to get big or small with the same personnel groupings to, basically just kind of create a spacing issue for a defense. I think the quarterback has to drive the offense, and the offense itself has to be driven by a good play caller that has the ability to keep things on edge and make this program count on that. It's an offense that can show up week in, week out.
Sure.
Doesn't matter the weather, doesn't matter the situation, they're able to perform at any time.
Few more minutes with Brett Bielema, who somehow still has a voice after Saturday to now. That's pretty impressive, Coach. You also mentioned, and I know you hit it right off the bat, Saturday morning visiting with some high school football coaches, or at least the president of the high school association here in the state of Illinois. I know that that's going to be a priority. You have said that over and over. Obviously, you played at Iowa, coached a little bit there. I'm sure you've got connections there. Also in Wisconsin, no doubt. So I feel like the Midwest you got covered, but you also coached in the South. Are there any other areas that you'll try to really hit and try to go out recruiting?
I do. I think that some neighboring areas, anything that has a five-hour radius to Champaign has to be on our radar, no matter what state it touches. An area that if you really look into my background and history as an assistant, as a coordinator, head coach, I've attacked South Florida pretty hard, but a certain type of kid in South Florida. I'm not really looking for the true South Florida. I'm really looking for an Illinois kid in Florida. A young man that maybe has a connection to the North through either, his family or a time in his life or his family's time in his life that allows the University of Illinois to be a little bit more clear to him, even though he might reside in Florida. And then an area that is a big area of emphasis for me is really Ohio. I remember being at other institutions where you recruit the state of Ohio and get these players, and you realize that a lot of these guys come from good programs, and,
sure.
and they really are just in the mode and the standard operation mode of having success, and they don't want to falter. So it's a work in progress, but I would tell you there are several areas of interest to me that just go beyond the state of Illinois and beyond the Midwest.
But I know you've mentioned you've talked to countless coaches so far. What has been the feedback that you've gotten from them? And what's your philosophy on head coach involvement in recruiting? Because I know that's something that fans sit here and say was lacking big time in the last coaching staff.
Well, if the head coach is involved in recruiting, we're going to have problems. So I will be the spearhead of that. I'll hire a personnel and recruiting department that understands that. This time right now that everybody's so concerned about in COVID, we got to be able to kick a little COVID. You know what? We got to be able to, be able to recruit, be able to Zoom, whatever the rules are that we got to play by, we got to be ahead of the game. And as a head coach, that's got to start with me. The part that has been overwhelmingly clear to me when I talk to either players or coaches that have an interest in joining us is just the general excitement. They get online and they take a look at these facilities. They see the support that it's getting, from a player standpoint. They realize, hey, these guys, have had success in the past. They've had a little bit of a setback here, but they can definitely move forward together. So
sure.
There's a lot of positives out there, and hopefully once we can continue to accentuate.
Great stuff. Northwest Illinois, you a Cub fan?
I am a Cubs fan. Known fact, in 2006, I believe it was 6, might have been 2005, I sang the 7th inning stretch in Wrigley against the Phillies. I grew up a big Cubby fan, did a little Harry Carey imitation on the front end of it. I said, Philly fans, sit down. Cubs fans, let me hear you. So I got out, broke it out. The only thing that freaked me out that day, I wasn't afraid to sing the song, and they said, Coach, you need the words. I'm like, bro, I've been singing this since I've been 5 years old. I'm good to go. But the thing that was scary, if you've ever seen it, it's on that ledge, eight floors up without a railing. And I said to him, like, I don't even forget these words, but I am scared of heights. And that was one of those frightful moments. But we knocked it out of the park, so to say. Been one of my more memorable moments in the sports.
I bet. That's awesome. Well, listen, Piper and I are both Cardinals fans, so this will be the last time we ever visit with Brett Bielema.
That's right. Do you know why I was a Cubs fan? My dad was a Cardinals fan, so you got to go against Fox.
Look at that, man. All right. That's fair. Well, listen, Brett, you've done a wonderful job early on, and Illinois fans everywhere are so excited to get your tenure started. You deserve a couple of days to get home, enjoy your Christmas with your family. Your two daughters are just beautiful. I love that video of them running through the Smith Center and they're wanting to jump in the hot tub. I'm like, yeah, get in there. So have fun at home. And then we can't wait to get you back, buddy. And maybe one day you could get your, after the game, get out to Lot 31 and we'll do a little celebrating of some big football wins. Brett, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, fellas. Hey, happy holidays.
You too, man. Merry Christmas. That is Brett Bielema. He is the new football coach at the University of Illinois. I literally about said, get your butt out to Lot 31. I'm like, I don't know him that well. I can't say that.
He probably doesn't know where Lot 31 is.
He doesn't, but he's going to find out.
You might think that's where his parking spot is.
He'll be like, I don't know, the Tay guy said to go to Lot 31. Yeah, come on. We'll show you where the ropes are here in the tailgating. We had a lot of people calling in with questions, and we appreciate it. That was our first chance to talk to Coach. So if we didn't get to your question, we apologize. But certainly we wanted to kind of get the focus of what we were wanting to ask him today. Listen, Derek, I just called you, Brett. He's impressive. And I know, listen, I've been around long enough, right? I'm Brett's age, actually, at 50. I've been around enough Illinois coaches and coaches at SIU, Carbondale, et cetera. And certainly there are many that can win that game, the press conference game. It's what it's going to be on the field. But I love what he brings. I love the Midwest ties. And I can certainly sense the excitement for him, and you brought it up with the emotion of the press conference when he teared up a few times. You can tell that he's kind of back where he, not maybe back where he wants to be, but he's in the college game now, and I think he knows that he can be a very successful head football coach again in college, and that should be exciting news to Illinois fans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's back at home now, both in his home state, both back in the Big Ten. Yeah. You can tell this means something to him. This opportunity means something to him. He has something to prove back coming into the college game. He seems fired up.
Yes.
And he's got great personality. I think he'll do a good job, whether he's talking to boosters, talking to fans,
Amen.
Talking to recruits. I liked his answer about the head coach needing to be in the forefront of the recruiting effort.
Boom.
The early indications are very, very positive. Still a lot of work left to do, but I think a lot of excitement is being built around what he can possibly bring to this program, and that's
without
fun to see.
He's a Cubs fan.
That's all right.
To be expected, right? Where he's from.
We've got friends who are Cubs fans.
I guess. Trevor. Trevor will be excited about that. He'll be fired
up. We need to find, on YouTube, we need to find his.
We're going
to
do that right now.
Inning stretch.
When we go to break, we're going to do that and look for that. But great stuff. We hope you enjoyed that. I know a lot of you, Eric, Eric and Pasotum wanted us to ask about lasagna. I wasn't about to go there. And then Marcus asked, have you hired any assistants yet? I did read something today, Derek, and I'm not sure if it's official or not, that Coach Patterson, Corey Patterson, Mike Bellamy, and now I'm forgetting, it's the defensive line coach, Phillips, is that right? That they were maybe talked to about possibly staying, but I think Brett Bielema wants to hire his coordinators, and then that will then obviously go to the next step of where they will visit with the coaches and kind of see where they're at. So we'll see. And, you know, we could have asked him about coordinators, but I don't think that's something he's going to, like, throw out to us, say, hey, guys, 5 minutes ago I just hired this guy. If he did, then I apologize, didn't do a very good job. But I'm just excited, though. I'm excited to find out who he's going to hire with regards to both the defensive and offensive coordinator. I think that's going to play a big role in what Illinois fans expect in terms of the style that he's going to play at Illinois.
Yeah, he loved the fact that we took 1-3-4 quote, and now we're running with it and trying to adapt what that's going to be like, the playbook, getting on Madden. All right, this is what Illinois is going to run.
Boom.
But, yeah, you have a better idea of what that looks like when a coordinator is hired, both offensively and defensively, their support staff, their position coaches. Also, recruiting ties come from those as well.
Good call.
So that's going to be exciting, and it should be here pretty soon, within the week or so. I know it's Christmas. He just talked to the Illini staff yesterday, so... Rod Smith tweeted something out about saying a goodbye to Illinois, which that's expected. When you're a coordinator on the previous staff, there's a good chance you're not getting retained.
And I liked how he said that early on in his tenure, when he was first hired on at Iowa, that there was a coaching change. Hayden Fry decided to, call it quits, essentially. Kirk Ferentz came in, retained him, which had to have felt great for him. And then, they have kind of a wobbly season, and I'm sure in the back of his mind, he's like, ugh. I mean, I know these coaches, they know what they sign up for. A lot of them make good money doing it. A lot of them, all of them work big-time hours for that pay. But certainly, it's just part of the job. And I know that each coach understands that when the new guy comes in, there's a chance that you're not going to be retained. They get it just as much as the other. But it's still an awkward situation, no doubt, about that. All right, if you want to keep firing in questions, we can do our best to answer those at 359-2255. That's the College of Aces text line. Again, 217-359-2255. Or if you have thoughts, what do you think? How about we do this? We're what? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're 4 days in. I can't believe I not only had to count that, but with my fingers. We're 4 days in now to Brett Bielema being announced as the Illinois football coach. How are you feeling? Were you one of those that was not a fan of Brett Bielema, and now all of a sudden he's growing on you? Are you one of those that right from the get-go, this is the guy you wanted? Let us know at 359-2255. We'll get that on the air. Again, 217-359-2255. You can always find us on Twitter. Just search at the Drive 93.5. I don't know why I forgot that. At the Drive 93.5. I'm at Lonte ESPN. See you.
I'm at dpiper247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tanpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJ.com, stevieJay.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Oh, by the way, Illinois basketball lost to Rutgers. And oh, by the way,
you mentioned it a little bit yesterday.
They play Penn State. Right. They play Penn State now tomorrow night. We are going to visit some basketball. Obviously, the coaching hiring of Brett Bielema has kind of dominated the news cycle, as it should. But we'll certainly get to that. Brad Underwood spoke today to you guys.
He's a little fiery today.
He seemed to be a little fiery. I don't think he was very happy with what's going on with officials. And I know that's something that fans have certainly taken notice. I was upset with the Missouri game only because, not thinking that they were giving either team an advantage, they just had a foul call every two possessions. And it got to the point where it's like, boys, there's got to be some flow to a basketball game. Let them play. And then, of course, the two little flagrant fouls that have been called on Illinois. And Brad certainly thinks that Kofi gets a little bit mistreated. I know the other day they called a jump ball when the kid from Rutgers had gone up. But, I mean, he clearly had his hand all over his wrist. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to effort Brett Bielema singing the seventh inning stretch. And if we can get that, we'll get that on when we return. It is The Drive.
Dish Passionate Cuisine, 45 East University in Champaign in the City View Center, can help you navigate this challenging chapter when it comes to food. Making your coworkers and family happy, taking the stress out of your holiday plans as you order online at dishpassionatecuisine.com. Colleen and her sister Liz wish you a very happy holiday with some special recipes. Check out the fabulous platters and sides if you'd like to make the main course. Wonderful box lunches with a minimum six in your order. The salads and fruit cup, delicious, nutritious options. 24-hour notice for Monday through Friday orders. 48-hour notice required for weekends. Free delivery in the Champaign-Urbana area. Passionate about food and making you look good, serving it up with their special Christmas menu items ready for pickup December 23rd and 24th as you make it easy on yourself and just reheat. Enjoy all the flavors of the holiday season without all the work. Tap into the cooking elves at Dish Passionate Cuisine. Visit DishPassionateCuisine.com.
And now a poem from John Marshall, owner of PER Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
It was a week before Christmas, Dad shaking his head, for he had just realized the car's battery was dead. I heard him exclaim that the car would not run, so he was going to call 367-9481. Quick as a flash, and after the tow, all that remained were tracks in the snow. Finally, the phone rings, and I hear such a chatter. It was the folks at PDR telling Dad what was the matter. They put in a new battery, now it's charging just right. The oil was good, and that wheels were all tight. I could not hear the last words that they said. Only my father's yes, he would keep Christ in Christmas, smiling while nodding his head.
For all your automotive needs, contact PDR Automotive at 367-9481. That's 217-367-9481. Or visit their website, pdrauto.com. That's pdrauto.com.
A good time to buy a car is at the end of the month. A great time to buy a car is at the end of a quarter. But the best time to buy a car is at the end of the year. Executive Manager Ben Quattron says Sarah Champaign will have ferocious deals between now and the end of the year. He said ferocious. Visit Sarah Champaign off Neil near Burwash and take your pick of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, or GMC, or the best pre-owned vehicles around, and give yourself the gift of ferocious. Visit sarahchampaign.com.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
My name is Dr. Andrew Zasada. I'm a new provider with OSF Healthcare in Savoy. Here to tell you that OSF has made it easy for you to come see myself or any other provider by offering video visits. Just call the office and schedule a video visit, and we'll be happy to talk to you and try to help you with your questions. If an office visit becomes necessary, we can certainly schedule that, but for those who feel that they cannot come in or feel that they're housebound, this is another way for you to connect with an OSF healthcare provider to make healthcare even more available to the community. We're happy to welcome into our OSF Healthcare family of providers Dr. Mary Ann Fisher, who will be joining OSF Healthcare at Union Square next to the Starbucks at the corner of Springfield and Mac. OSF Healthcare stands for faith-based healing. For all of your healthcare needs, please visit osfhealthcare.org.
My name is Benjamin Rice, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I care about the food I produce for both my family and for yours. Farmers face adversity. The weather, the markets, and other issues bigger than any one person can control greatly impact our livelihood. But no matter what, I will care about how I farm. I will farm with sustainability and the future in mind so that my kids and grandkids will be able to follow in my footsteps and provide safe and nutritious food to the world. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
Happy holidays from the team here at Stevie J Broadcasting in Urbana. I'm Isaac Ambrose, and I appreciate being able to talk sports with Lon and Derek on The Drive from 4 to 6 on ESPN 93.5. We've got some great stations to listen to as we wrap up the year together. Stay safe.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise today. Big thanks to Kent Brown, Brett Bielema. Coming on today, had a chance to visit with a coach. He has now, I think, officially talked to everybody that would want to get some thoughts from your new coach. I checked YouTube. Now, Derek may be double-checking it here to see, because certainly at 50, I'm a little not the best at navigating the area or the web. So you're checking kind of this out. I'm looking at, like, it says Brett Bielema sings seventh inning stretch. I have Brad Underwood. I have some John Gross singing the seventh inning stretch. I don't see anything with Brett. I see nothing. Do you?
I do not, no.
Okay, so maybe
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That comes up.
Bill Murray, Vince Scully. How about that, you know? So I just don't see that with Brett Bielema, so we'll have to take him at his word, and I'm sure that it was good. I'm sure he did a great job. He sounds like he probably would love that role. Like he said, making, you know, just kind of talking about it and bringing up the Harry Carey. I think that's awesome. All right, 359-2255. We kind of asked you, what are your feelings on Brett Bielema? If you want to weigh in, you can. You can also call us at 359-2255. A 270 said, was there any talk of Lane Kiffin in the coaching search? I'd never heard that name. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I can't say yes or no to that because I wasn't in Josh Whitman's office, but it doesn't seem like Lane Kiffin would have been somebody that would have been up for that.
No, and he had just gotten to Ole Miss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was going to say,
this is his first year there.
I think he won the Egg Bowl last year. If you win that, you get to stay there a while if you beat Mississippi State. Lindy, it was you guys' breakdown of him last Thursday that made me like him. I'm kind of with you, Lindy, because I know Trevor, that day that I kind of brought up everything about Brett and where he had won or how he had won, excuse me, at both Wisconsin and Arkansas, and Trevor kind of looked at that. I don't know where you were, because I know our guy, obviously, was Jim Leonard, we had talked about, but I'm certainly very happy with Brett Bielema. But Trevor was one of those guys, kind of like Lindy, that he kind of, the more you research it and you start thinking about it, there's a lot of winning that he's done, and I think that's important. And not only that, at the college level. And certainly Lovie Smith was a guy that had won at the NFL level, and he wasn't proven as a college coach. And I think we saw that just obviously, you know, crashed and burned. So Brett Bielema's been in these spots, and he's won games in these spots at both Wisconsin and Arkansas. I like that. That's the part that I really like.
Absolutely. And I know that you dig into his SEC conference record, which wasn't good. I think looked it up yesterday. It was 11-27. Not great. Now, in a really tough division with Bama, with Auburn, with LSU, A&M now there as well. And I know that for the skeptics might wonder, did he just take a situation with the Alvarez built?
No doubt.
Benefit off of that? And can he go into a program that is not nearly at that level
Mm-mm.
and try to elevate it up? We'll have to see that. But there's no question that he knows what it takes to win. Jay brought it up yesterday, the fact that his Rose Bowl appearances were with his players, his sure. recruits. They weren't just piggybacking the Bruce Weber effect of taking Bill Self
mm-hmm. good
players and going to the national title. So that part of it factors in. And, yeah, I even said after the first show we had following Lovie's firing, I don't know that we barely brought up Bielema just because you're first looking at lower-level coaches, the yep. Mac. You're yep. looking at maybe, I don't know, retreads, but that just wasn't one, or assistants, I should say. We didn't sure. think of Bielema as one that was front of mind.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat, and I know most of you have read or heard all about it, but Josh Whitman was on the horn with Bill Belichick for 45 minutes talking about Brett, because after Arkansas, it was Bill Belichick that reached out to Brett Bielema and said, look, I think the quote was, you're going to think right now you're the worst college football coach in America. We all have our moments, right, where the good and the bad, and you can't let that define you. And so then Belichick ended up calling Brett Bielema back and hired him and said, I'll take you on my team at New England. And, of course, he went there and kind of was an assistant to the head coach, if you will, and they won a Super Bowl there. And then, of course, when Joe Judge left to go coach the Giants, he followed him. So certainly that is something that your eyes on that. What do you think when it comes to that? Because, you know, I'm a guy that I've always said to you, the three yards in a cloud of dust, right? I mean, I'm old school when it comes to winning Big Ten football. I didn't know what kind of offense, and I still don't know what kind of offense Brett will bring to Champaign. And a lot of it, again, what I said is when you find out who the offensive coordinator is, then I think you're going to have a better idea of what kind of system they're going to run. But he did make mention, Derek, about his eyes being opened in the NFL with different things. Now, I don't know what that means, and I wish I knew exactly what that means. Maybe I should have asked him that. But certainly, I don't know that he's somebody that's going to automatically come in here and be a three yards in a cloud of dust. I think maybe the spread. I mean, I think he's seen it now on both levels, and maybe he'll kind of figure out which part of that he thinks can work.
Yeah, I know that he mentioned a balance, and that's important. You want physical line play, regardless of whether you're playing the spread or whether you're running the Jeff Monken triple option or whatever it may be. You want those big boys up front that are developed, and that's something that he was really able to do, both sides of the ball. And that was part of the success of Wisconsin. It's part of the success at Iowa. In today's college football, you got to be able to throw it.
Yes, you do.
And those that spread you out can give you a lot of problems. You look in the SEC where Alabama for a long time was run the football a ton.
No doubt.
Have everything but a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, we saw the same thing. Florida, same thing. And now those teams, look at Kyle Trask, look at Mac Jones at yep. Alabama, look at Joe Burrow last year.
Mm.
So having somebody that can move the ball but still being able to dominate up front, I think that's a good balance. You don't have to be the blueprint. You don't have to be Northwestern and Iowa and Wisconsin
exactly.
to beat them.
Exactly.
But you want some of that physicality and some of their formula to fit in. That's something that the Bielema has succeeded upon, and you want him to bring that to Illinois.
I mean, Graham Mertz, he threw all over you.
Right.
And maybe that's not what you're expecting from Wisconsin this year, but certainly did that. And he talked about balance. I've always been a fan of using the run to help with the pass. When you can do the play action and it becomes so effective, that's huge. But you've got to be able to run consistently. And when you are able to do that, then you can incorporate that play action in. The other thing is the tight end. And I know that's probably another reactionary thing, because as Illinois fans, all we see every Saturday is the other tight end having huge games, whether he be from Minnesota or Iowa or Wisconsin or wherever the case. And you feel like with Barker, if he's back, I don't know, and Luke Ford, of course, I mean, you feel like you've got some guys there that if you could really incorporate that tight end game, I think that'd be huge for Illinois. And that's such a big weapon for schools like Iowa and Wisconsin. I mean, those schools live on tight end success, and they put them in the NFL. And because of that, the good tight ends want to go to those schools. So that's another thing that I'd love to see out of this offense. But we'll see. I mean, it's been a long time since an Illinois tight end. I know Daniel Barker's had, don't get me wrong, he's good. And I've liked what I've seen out of him. It's been a long time, though, since like the Ken Dilger days of, you know, you just knew your tight end was going to go out and get you 50 catches. So that's something I'd love to see as well from a new offense.
I think it'd be great. It is part of the blueprint at Wisconsin, at Iowa. And you have some of your horses, some of your best horses offensively in terms of what's coming back. You look at the tight end position. You look at Barker. Barker's really good.
He is very
good. Dude can move, especially in the pass game.
Yep.
Forward, we haven't seen it, but we know he's talented, physically talented. We need to see more. I hope that Bielema coming in and just whatever that new identity is offensively, and you need a quarterback too.
Amen.
To elevate everybody is in the passing game that can get him going. But to the point also just about the quarterback play, Bielema had Russell Wilson.
Yes, he did.
For a year.
Wow.
And it worked out pretty darn well. Russell Wilson threw for 3,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. So you can still have – that was still with a Monty Ball because, you know, they just – there's a whoever's name. Yeah, yeah, whoever's next runs next. For 2,000 yards, 33 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
But you can have the quarterback play too, yes. And that's kind of playing off of it. I do like you said, the play-action game. Yep.
Here's what we're going to do.
Let's see it.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got a couple calls coming in. If you were just trying to call us, we are without Trevor today, so it's just Derek and I. So we can't answer the phone while we're on the air. We apologize. But someone's ringing in now. We'll get to this. If you want to call in real quick, we'll try to get you on here before the end of the hour. 359-2255. We're back. It's The Drive.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to Aces. Here's how. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit Aces Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. Aces is more than meets the eye. Learn more, aces.illinois.edu.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Their reliable, number-one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance-matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
This Christmas, when you put money in a Salvation Army kettle, expect change. Expect homes and hearts to be warmed. Expect empty stomachs and hungry souls to be fed. Expect need and despair to be transformed by hope and joy. Whether you give at our kettles or at SalvationArmyUSA.org, expect your contributions to change lives. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Okay, I'm now like hanging up on people. Without meaning to. Doug in Naperville, buddy, if you can call us right back, we'll get you on the air. My fault. I tried to do two things at once and accidentally hung up on you, so that's my fault. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. You can always weigh in on the College of Aces text line. The phone line, though, we've got Bob in Urbana. Bob, how you doing, man?
Good. Hey, I only caught part of your interview with the coach, but I don't know. I haven't heard this question asked. So one of the reasons I understand he left Wisconsin for the SEC was he wasn't happy with some limitations on what they could pay assistant coaches in the Big Ten. He felt that was hampering him getting good coaches, and that's why he went to the SEC where they could pay more. So has that been resolved with Illinois? I heard something about extra money for assistants or something like that.
Yeah, great question, Bob. We'll if that's good, I'll go ahead and hang up. We'll talk about that. Thank you, Bob, for the call. Josh Whitman, I know, announced that he's going to even pay. I'd heard the same thing, Bob, regarding the when he left Wisconsin. I don't know that was maybe the sole reason, but certainly I think that was one of the reasons. So I think it's one of those where that maybe he decided that he could go down to the SEC and maybe get some more money. But Josh Whitman did declare that he is going to have even more money to be able to pay the assistants. I think there's 10 assistants, and I think he's maybe got $5 million possible. So that is one of those situations where I know for a fact that Josh Whitman has made it clear that Illinois is going to have enough money to pay assistants. The other thing that I had read, Derek, or heard in that is that Illinois would rank now fifth in the Big Ten in terms of the pool of resource money they can give to assistants. And certainly that is making a big step for this Illinois football program, because in the past, I don't think it was a program that ranked near the top when it came to especially financial pay to assistants.
It's really important to be able to go out and get the top-notch guys at the coordinator positions, position coaches. That plays a lot into recruiting. And then obviously just coaching up your guys and having the arsenal with the coaching staff that you really want. Jeremy wrote yesterday that Josh Whitman told him he's committed at least $5 million to be able to staff for the 10 assistants and an extra $2 million to spend support staff. That's the strength coaches, recruiting staffers, grad assistants, analytics. So they're up there in the arms race. They're not going to be Ohio State or Michigan, but to be in the top half of the Big Ten is a good sign.
Well, if you're bringing in over 100,000 fans every game on Saturdays, then you can start getting up there with the big boys. So certainly this is something. And let's be honest. And I know that the $4 million is even still then bottom, ranking closer to the bottom of the Big Ten when it comes to a head coach salary. But this university has definitely opened up the coffers, if you will, for this football program and basketball program, really, the last few years. So, that is one thing that I feel like Josh Whitman's hands have not been tied, that he's been able to kind of, if you will, go out there with a nice package to show people. And certainly, Brett Bielema, I'm sure, that was one of the questions that those two talked about in terms of how much am I going to be able to go out and spend when it comes to assistance. Bob mentioned that he didn't catch all of the interview. Here's what we're going to do. We do this on occasion, but we did have a chance to interview new Illinois football coach Brett Bielema at the start of the show. Next hour, we're going to start and replay that interview with Coach so that you can have a chance to hear that. And maybe if you're getting off work at 5 o'clock driving home, you'll be able to hear that. So we will re-air what we had done this last hour with Brett Bielema. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. Home sellers want two things. They want to sell their house fast and sell for a lot of money. The good news is we do just that. Try the no risk list home selling system. We offer the right to sell the property yourself, no upfront fees, and if you're not happy with my performance, you can fire me at any time. We have been the number one sales volume team in Champaign-Urbana since 2010. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job because I want to be your realtor. Contact thenoriskless.com for more details, and thank you.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Hi, I'm Sam Banks of the Boys and Girls Club. During these challenging times, the club has been there with open doors for kids and families who need it most. The holiday season is a time of giving. Giving to the Boys and Girls Club this season will help provide kids with a safe place for help with virtual learning, a healthy meal and snack, and a chance to connect with adults to help them through these tough times. As you make your holiday giving plans, please consider helping the Boys and Girls Club keep its doors open for kids who need it most and make a gift on our website at dmbgc.org. What door will you open for a kid?